98.6, this is 88.0, much better frequency to be on. Hey, this is the Dwell Sports Mind brought to you by Dwell Properties.
Of course, it's a Tuesday morning and it's time for the Dwell Properties Sports Bite. Proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated state specialist here in beautiful KwaZulu-Natal. And if you're in KwaZulu-Natal this weekend and you made your way down to Greyville, you'd be turning for home with 200 meters to go, shouting for your horse to win the Hollywood Bets 2025 Durban July. And 8/18, the favorite was pipped on the line by the real prince, a outsider, came out of nowhere to claim victory in the 2025 Hollywood Bets Durban July. What an event hosted by KwaZulu-Natal and what an event hosted by Hollywood Bets. And if you're like me, your horse is probably still running and you're along with all of your bets. So it's going to be a long week. But what an event hosted by Hollywood Bets and Greyville Racetrack. Moving on from there, rugby action from the weekend. Box Saturdays are back, baby. And the Box ran out 42-24 victors against Italy in Pretoria. They're now off to PE and let's hope for a better second half performance from the Springboks. Wales' poor form continues as they lost to Japan 24-19. And England had way too much in the tank for Argentina, running out 35-12 victors. New Zealand, who had complained about the strength of side sent by the French, scraped home a 31-27 victory. So a lot to look at in the mirror for the All Blacks before a rematch this weekend. And of course, Australia beat Fiji 21-18, but that isn't the test for Australia. The British and Irish Lions go on tour down in Australia this weekend. And boy, that rugby's going to heat up. So be sure to be in front of your TV for the British and Irish Lions tour of Australia. Of course, cricket action on the weekend. India beats England by 336 runs. It's always great to watch England lose at home. And the Proteas, what an innings by Milder. 367 not out, the highest individual score in Test cricket history for a South African, as he guided South Africa to declare on 626 for 5. And surely, South Africa and the Proteas in a pound seat to take home a victory against Zimbabwe. Of course, Formula One action from the weekend. A rain-soaked and drenched and incident-filled British Grand Prix hosted at Silverstone. But a homegrown winner in Lando Norris. The Brit came home ahead of his teammate Oscar Piastri, giving McLaren a 1-2 finish in their home Grand Prix. But the real story of the day and the driver of the day belongs to Nico Hülkenberg. 239 starts in a Formula One car and failed to get on the podium. But that all changed on Sunday in the wet as he held off Lewis Hamilton to claim third place, and the celebrations in the Sauber garage carried on for hours and hours. What a race and what a victory for Lando Norris and McLaren going from strength to strength. Of course, don't forget Wimbledon is on. Grab your champagne and your strawberries and cream. Get in front of the TV and watch some of the best action you'll see. On the ladies' side of the draw, not a lot of seeds are left, so it's all to play for the ladies. Of course, the women's final on Saturday. And then the men, you've still got the likes of Sinner, Novak Djokovic, and Alcaraz, and some of the best tennis you'll watch. The men's final on Sunday, make sure you're ready for it. And of course, make sure you're ready for the Dwell Properties Sports Bite next week, Tuesday. Of course, brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist.